Guys, well, this is a private fishing Stanley District Angling Club. Yeah, not a lot of fishermen about. Yeah, you can see that. Well, there won't be a lot of fish about. All right? There won't be a lot of fish about, so if anybody wants to contact these guys and let them know, all right? There won't be a lot of fish about here, and I'll show you why. Right? Because, unfortunately, this thing's been on for... Well... Since ever we've been travelling up here, so that's at least a few years, since I put this equipment in, right, you see? Now these are these modulated optical radiation emitters. Now they're 459 metres around about that part of the spectrum. And what they do, they attract all pollinators. So think about it. The fish live on insects and pollinators. Yeah? So do the birds. Right? So do the birds. So the birds, the fish, insects, and obviously there's not going to be a lot about because these, and it's not the only one here, these specifically attract, they attract insects to them. See how it's changing the camera's focus? That's how powerful this light radiation is coming off these lights. They're attracted, insects are attracted to these LEDs, and then they're killed. All right, it's called ecocide. And your criminal conspiracy councils have committed a crime against you. This is in the Durham area, by the way. These are the same LEDs that were used in the gated area that also kill all the pollinators. Small insects, small mammals, birds, because obviously when you take out a small insect, you know, moths, which are protected under international law, killed here, so that's bat feed, so the bats are affected. These are killers. This is all part of a UN Resilient Cities agenda, a mass murder event, because if you kill all the pollinators, you don't get any food. And criminals in councils have fitted these without any environmental impact analysis. They know they're uninsurable, and this is part of a weapons program to commit mass murder, all right? That's what this is for. It's a depopulation agenda, UN Resilient Cities agenda, by idiots, fools, criminals in local councils who are now going to be given billions of pounds to push the Build Back Better narrative, right? This is what happens when we've got criminals... Right, in these positions of power and these authorities, right, are just total dimwits, fools and clowns. And obviously, the fools and the clowns thing, a little bit more obvious. But like I said, there is the real effect on businesses. Look, no fishermen. And I'll tell you now, there'll be a dearth because there's no insects about. Think about it, no moths. Nothing about, because these are killing them. These are life-threatening, biologically toxic to all life, retinal cell stress, people don't like them, local councils have fitted them without any environmental impact analysis, a crime.